Namaste. My name is Will Zimmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak about quantum physics, aura, and communication. Every cell has 1.4 volt, like a battery, no? And this cell contribute to the aura. This means 50 billion cells create our aura. And with the Kirlian fluorography in the 1920s or so, they photograph the aura of human beings. And then they found out that the acupuncture from China resonates with the Kirlian fluorography. In the Chinese healing, a disease is caused through too much energy or too less energy in an organ also. And this we can see also on the Kirlian fluorograph for our body. For instance, we can even see a developing cancer through the Kirlian fluorography. Okay, and now comes the thing with communication. The people think, and often wrong, that the animal can't communicate. The animal communicate via vibration. They don't use words. For instance, when I've done horse riding, 15, 16 years long or so, I was born on a horse, I recognize that the horse what I was riding could recognize my feelings. If I had anxiety, I got big problems with the horse. Easy. And if you learn riding, you will recognize that. And if you don't have fear, then you can command the animal. And this is true for every big animal, also for dogs that can feel our fears. Or a gazelle can feel the vibration of a lion from far away. And if it's aware of it, it can escape. And as a kid, we learn to communicate with words, and our feelings we should skip. And language is for hiding our feelings. Instead to be sensitive to our feelings, that we don't go to the wrong person, that we found out in front of the person that this person has a vibe, a bad vibe, go straight to this person and get punished for that. An animal would find it out easily, or the babies can find it out. Afterwards, we have forgotten our ability to communicate with our vibrations. There was also the case in India, Mowgli, for instance. So he was growing up under the wolves and so on. So he never have learned to communicate, only to communicate with the vibration. We even can influence with our energy other people. If we love both, the person will recognize it. If we hate that person, person will recognize it. And it's even much more. We are out of atoms. and we are also a field. And if you're together with people, then different fields interact. And even so, you cannot separate a field. So we are also a field of atoms. So, and we think that we are unique, that we are, because of our ego, we are connected to other people over the field. And we can't separate that. If we love somebody, then we are totally connected to that person over the field of the other person. And if we separate, oh, something is missing. We want to separate, but still our fields are communicating. Then they have made also a MEG, similar like the EEG, is a magnetoencephalography of for our brain. It's not attached to our brain like the EEG. It's above our brain. And then they could measure our electric field and also to read our thoughts. This means our thoughts are outside of our brain. For an electro engineer, it is very simple. Also, the power of an electric cable is not inside of the cable, or the energy is not inside, but outside. The dissipation is in the cable, but the energy is outside. It is in the room. And so it's also with people. No? Then for sure, people think that they are particles, but we are waves. Okay. And we are transmitting our waves as thought and feelings. And if we are in love, we can feel what the other person, what we love, feels or needs without any communication. This is possible. And now comes the other thing, which is very important. If we are full of anxiety and there's a bad guy who likes to kill somebody, then he will pick up the guy with the highest anxiety and kill that. And this is also true for raping. And this is 100% proved. That sometimes a woman gets 40 times raped because she is so afraid of raping, she attracts the raper. Fear is the biggest attractor in our life. And fear is also the most dangerous thing in our life. So if we feel positive about a person will recognize that, and negative also. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about that. And bye.